He's taking over the reins.
This is a good barometer playing a team that's, you know, we're chasing. Go 4-4, not what we'd like. You know, we obviously just won this series, so we're encouraged by that. I think the other thing that's encouraging about it is, you know, you look at the 8 games in total, outside of us, you know, being in charge of a couple, there were two hard-fought games.
Carlos Martinez returns to the mound tonight for St. Louis. He's 6-6 on the year with a 3.39 ERA. He has not pitched since July 19th. The Rockies will start lefty Tyler Anderson. He's 6-3 on the season. The newest Cardinal will also be in uniform tonight as left-handed reliever Chasen Shreve and a minor leaguer were acquired by the Cardinals over the weekend from the New York Yankees for minor league infielder and native St. Louis and Luke Voigt to make room for Shreve and Martinez on the active roster. Today, the Cardinals option lefty Tyler Webb to AAA Memphis, and they placed reliever Luke Gregerson on the disabled list with a shoulder injury. Tomorrow is the Major League Baseball trading deadline. The Cardinal family lost a former coach yesterday as the club announced the death of Johnny Lewis. Lewis was the first ever African-American coach for the Cardinals at the Major League level. He was a member of the 1964 World Championship team as a rookie outfielder, and he was a first base coach under Red Shane Deans from 1973 to 76. He was also Whitey Herzog's hitting coach from 1984 until 1989. Johnny Lewis was 78 years old when he passed away yesterday. St. Louis Blues today announced single-game tickets will go on sale August 24th at 10 a.m. The Blues open the season on October the 4th against Winnipeg, and they continue at home against the Chicago Blackhawks two nights later. The Blues announced all fans attending those two games will receive a team calendar on opening night and magnetic schedules on the second game. Sports in this 5 o'clock hour is brought to you in part by Bertarelli Cutlery, family-owned and operated, located at 1927 Marconi on the Hill. Terrific deals daily on pocket knives, hunting knives, kitchen knives, and tools for everything in your kitchen, like pasta makers, power mixers, meat grinders, and slicers, and a lot more. Check out all their great deals online at BertarelliCutlery.com. From the all-new 590 The Fan KFNS Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn. Just around the corner, hour number 3 of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with Frank O'Pinion. If you'd like to sponsor the news, weather, or sports in this program, email me, tim@gatewaypi.net. If you'd like to have Frank speak for your business with a live endorsement, email Frank anytime at frankopinion@yahoo.com.
If you are a person who desires the very best, your Lemke Appliance Center has great news for you. Now through July, your Lemke Appliance Center and KitchenAid have teamed up to bring you a special KitchenAid Savings Bonanza. Now is your chance to turn your kitchen into that extra special place of KitchenAid culinary achievement. Everything needed, from KitchenAid wall ovens, to warming drawers, to beverage centers, to wine cellars, and custom ice makers. All the very best. And now being featured during Lemke's KitchenAid sales event. Yes, there are even KitchenAid side-by-side refrigerators, ranges, dishwashers, and compactors. Now is the time to act. Lemke has everything you need for your custom KitchenAid kitchen now during this sales extravaganza. Plus, additional rebates available up to $1,600. But you must act now at your locally owned and operated Lemke Appliance Center, 200 West Lockwood, in the heart of Webster Groves.
When you go out to dinner, it should be magical. There are lots of good restaurants in St. Louis, but tonight, we went great. Picture a place where the patio is lined with trees, and in the breeze, there's the smell of Grecian shrimp, pork chops, hand-cut fillets, and veal coming from an ancient-looking Greek oven, and it's no less inviting inside in a beautiful dining room with the service fit for a king and a queen. You just discovered Spiro's in St. Charles, where the dining experience is unique and unparalleled, where Spiro's believes the best food is meant to be shared, so the portions are designed for a communal dining experience. Sample remastered Mediterranean dishes prepared by master chefs, then share this experience with friends, family, and loved ones. You have found Spiro's in St. Charles, and dining out will never be the same until you come back. Spiro's at 2275 Bluestone Drive in St. Charles, off First Capital.
Club Fitness, there's something for everybody this Independence Day, and we're celebrating all month long. Stop into any 23 locations this month and get started on your fitness journey for just 4 quarters. Let freedom ring with free classes, free tanning, and free kids club. Join the club during our Independence Day sale in July. Four quarters get you started today. Learn more at clubfitness.us. See club for details.
Lemmings got short game? Hot Shots would love to see it. Hot Shots and Michelob Ultra invite customers 21 and over to come take their shot in the Michelob Ultra Chippo Challenge all summer at participating Hot Shots locations. Customers will be given three shots to chip in from 12 to 15 feet away. The three highest scores will square off in a final chipping round, with the winner taking home a Michelob Ultra prize pack. There'll be plenty of great specials on Michelob Ultra during each event. So stop by and show off your short game to win. Check out HotShotsNet.com for more details at participating locations.
This summer, 590 The Fan is teaming up with Meals for a Million to reduce hunger in our community. Did you know that over 41% of children in Missouri live below the poverty line? That's over 135,000 kids who could be dealing with hunger. 590 The Fan is inviting you to join us on August 25th and 26th as we fill the family arena and package meals for those in need. Go now to the 590 The Fan website and click on the Meals for a Million icon to register and volunteer to feed those in need. Together, we can strike out hunger in our community.
Minions Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Make opinions on the air.
So join his partners and hear.
My fam.
There's no time left on the air.
Hemorrhoids.
Been there.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the July 30th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by First Community Credit Union. This is where I do all my banking. I just looked at a statement just made, the last payment to First Community Credit Union on the Chevy Tahoe.
Woo!
Well done. Woo-hoo. It's mine. It's all mine. First Community Credit Union, a lot more than just auto loans. They do it all. We'll talk after this.
Hey!
All right. Who's in the room, you're wondering? Well, let me tell you. The control board, the man who has... If you've been listening, not through the app, not streaming, just regular radio, you haven't heard him make one mistake today, because we edited them out. Rest of you know he made seven mistakes already today, but that's okay. He's still learning. I think learning this takes about a year. He's 9, almost 10 months into it, a little ways to go. He sounds different than the rest of us because he spent 19 years in Great Britain, 10 of those in Birmingham, England. That's right. He is Trevor Limestone Limey Phillips. He'd like to say hello to everyone.
Hello to everyone. And probably shouldn't say this, Frank, but I actually think I've been working with you for about a year now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, I think you're right.
I think he should give you a new Chevy Tahoe for that.
No, I think you're right. It has been a year, so you probably shouldn't be making any mistakes, because I said it takes about a year to get it right. So that's who he is. And then this other guy, back after being absent from the studio for a week because he's been on the road. That's part of his website. None other than a guy who, now, we knew he was going to be in today, but sometimes you don't know. I think he headed, last week he was headed west, but sometimes he's headed north, sometimes he's headed south, sometimes west, and sometimes, yeah. Back in town, Bill Cleveland, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
And when we get into the Playhouse, remind me to have you tell everybody, you can do it in your segment, about where you told us off the air, they sell your books.
Oh,
this is pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Include that in part of your portion. In the glass box, the quarantine room, heir to the Levi Strauss fortune, Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel. And if you're changing jobs and you have a retirement account, call them for a free portfolio. Hold on a second.
Oh, man.
Pardon me.
It's an epidemic. It's an epidemic.
You need some Dalsam.
I know. I have cough drops. But if you're thinking about changing jobs.
Stop me just for a second. You're a,
there we go.
You're a broadcast teacher.
Professor, yes.
No, that's not a joke, folks. He teaches broadcasting.
I do.
Do you tell your students it's okay to say, oh, hold on a minute.
No.
I can do it because I'm not a teacher. Do you tell them that?
No. Oh, no.
Would you want them to hear that? No.
No. Well, probably
then
not.
Then let's edit it out. Limey, you know what to do.
Radio edit.
Okay, pick it up.
I'd like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Steve. If you're changing jobs and have a retirement account, call them to set up a complimentary portfolio review. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello, everybody.
You just heard a newscast. The newscaster was Tim Woodburn. Takes a lot out of a man to do a newscast. It's not just reading the news. He has to compile the news. He has to know the news. He has to study the news. You say, well, that's... you couldn't even do that in an eight-hour workday. Oh, yes, you can. And you can also do something else. If you're this guy, you can. In fact, the something else is actually your real job. He's a private investigator. Tim, say hi to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. I specialize in helping people when they need to know the truth, whether it's the truth about what your lover's doing, who your real parents are, somebody you're going into business with. Anytime you need to know the truth about somebody, that's when you need a private investigator, and you can email me for a free consultation at tim@gatewaypi.net.
There you go. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And Rat Boy is mad at Bill Clavlin.
Oh, boy.
Because he knew Bill went to Wisconsin, and he didn't bring you back any what?
Jeez.
Oh, no, he didn't.
I went to Kansas.
He went to Wichita.
Yeah, he went to Wichita. It wasn't Wisconsin. You were wrong. He didn't go to Wisconsin. Okay, now he says he's not mad at you.
Wrong W.
He started to, yeah, wrong W. I give it up, please, for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Brought to you by First Community Credit Union. They have a checking account called First Rate Checking. And I'm sure it's something the other banks, other banking facilities wish they didn't have. It pays 3.01% APR. There are some restrictions. There are some regulations. There are some things you need to know. And you can find all that on their website. I'm going to give you that in a minute. I did make all 3 years' worth of car payments on the Tahoe through First Community. Lots of Londoff customers finance their cars through First Community. You can, too. But you can also use them for your house payment. You can use them for a second mortgage. You can use them for credit card, debit card. Whatever it is you do with the bank you have now, you can do all that at First Community, where you're not just a customer, you're a member of the credit union. And don't be fretting or worrying about the difference between a credit union and a bank. Everything you need to do, banking-wise, whether it's personal or business, you can do. And we think, as members, do better at First Community Credit Union. They're also the exclusive sponsors of the yard sale every Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock. First Community Credit Union. Here it comes. Hang on. Excuse me. First Community Credit Union. Over 40 locations, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. FirstCommunity.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa.
Oh, there, Wichita.
Yeah, he was just that.
Not recently, though. Well, he was recently. It was Wisconsin where he wasn't recently. His name is Bill Clavlin, and he's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. You can certainly find out, and I hope you will. Find out more by checking on their website at windowworldstlouis.com. That's windowworldstlouis.com. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Bill Clavlin. Now, somebody actually said to me the other day, that is so cruel.
Yeah, it was me. I said that.
Oh, that was you.
I don't understand why your parents can't clap in unison. Why is one clap and then the other one like is always a half second late? I don't get it.
Trust me, neither one of them are listening.
No, you know what you should have said? Because they're both dead.
Oh.
See, that would stop him right in his tracks.
My God.
Even if it's not true, you just go, oh, thanks a lot. My parents can't clap. Or say, my parents can't clap. They don't have any arms.
Oh.
And I would have responded, that explains why the clapping's so bad.
You can't win here.
Uh-uh.
You can't. Uh-uh. So before you do your thing here, off the air, you said, tell them, this is pretty neat.
I found out yesterday that I have my book, 100 Things to Do in America Before You Die. It's in every library in Singapore.
Ooh.
Which I don't know. It's kind of odd, but...
Is English a big, you know,
but I guess when you think about it, if you're getting ready to take a trip to the United States, if you don't know anything, I suppose it would be a good place to start, to look for things to do or to see.
I speak fluent Japanese, Chinese, Korean, Vietnamese. You want to hear a little of your book as it's printed there?
Uh-huh. I guess I have to say yes.
Yeah.
Which part of would you like to read about?
How about the part where I talk about going to Sun Studio in Memphis?
Oh, here it is. Okay.
That's a good chapter.
Okay, here it is. Toyota Sun Studio, Elvis. Jerry Lee Lewis, is Yantan Sipai, and Tok Toy Shavata Sam Phillips.
Wow. That was incredible.
Is there okay?
Man.
Well, that really makes it special.
Take that, Taylor.
Oh, that I've heard.
Only
that.
German. Where are you taking us?
So I was in Wichita most of last week, Wichita, Kansas. If you've never been, it is...
I left that one thing. But you're looking at Carl Perkins. Johnny Cash. Okay.
Roy Orbison.
Orbison. Got it. That's all. I got it all.
So last week I was in Wichita, Kansas, which is really an underrated city if you have never been there. It's about 3 hours from Kansas City. So if you're already going to Kansas City and you're looking for some other places to check out in Kansas, I love Wichita. It's really, really a great town. One of the things that I checked out when I was there, it's just outside of Wichita, and if you have kids and they are into dinosaurs, this is a really cool place.
Isn't every boy?
I think so.
Especially boys.
Yeah. I think so. So this place is really geared for ages 3 to 11, although any age can appreciate it. But really, if they're in that age group and you have kids that are in that age and they like dinosaurs, this place will blow them away. It's called Field Station Dinosaurs, and what it is... It's essentially like a Jurassic Park, so they can walk through, I don't know exactly how many acres, it's a lot, and they have 45 animatronic dinosaurs, and they're pretty lifelike. Now, granted, I don't know what an actual dinosaur would have looked like, but, you know, as close as you can get.
How do you know they're not real?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know, I suppose. I wasn't mm-hmm. bitten by any of them.
Excuse me, can you hand me that? My arms are short.
That would be the T-Rex.
No. Yeah.
Let it go. Let it go. What, Dad?
Nothing.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Bill.
Say anything.
Maybe if he had said it in Chinese, it would have been funny.
Oh. Let's go, boy.
Don't make any joke.
Oh, yeah. Think about arm short.
How come the grammar police didn't come out on Bill? You hammer me every time my grammar's bad, and he just goes, what it is, and you
well,
didn't and you
that's
didn't
not exactly
that.
Improper grammar.
What it is?
No, it's not.
I think when you get
what it is what? A movie about a cowboy. That's not incorrect grammar.
What it is, well, what it was, and what it shall be.
Maybe that's just part of his natural
swagger.
Well,
if somebody walks up to him and go, hey, what it is? Yeah, that's incorrect. But if you said, well, what it is a story about two poor people.
He said, what it is. That cannot be proper grammar.
What it is, comma, is, right?
No, that's not improper grammar. It's not.
Yeah, I don't think it is.
It's
yet.
Not.
Uh-uh.
It's
what
not.
What it is.
Could you, like, shut up?
Oh, God. I'm going to have to.
Thank you, Randy.
God, I'm the only one that gets smacked down with
Thanks,
my bad
Randy.
Grammar.
Oh, no, I do. Do they have megasauruses there?
You know, when I decided I was going to talk about this today, I knew that he would say this.
He has to do it. Go ahead and do Lickalotopus.
Okay.
The lesbian dinosaur. Go ahead. Remember earlier, Timmy said, have I ever been suspended? Today.
Yeah.
Today is the day.
Oh, my goodness. So, there are 45 of these things, which is...
You said that.
And are they full size?
Yes, so they are exactly the size of the actual dinosaurs.
It's a big place to hold, though.
What it is.
And they all... You know what? Why don't you go back to the southwest quadrant of the studio in my report and just shush.
Thank you, Bill.
It's getting ugly in here.
And they all make sounds, and I don't know how they do this, but the researchers somehow figured out how many of these dinosaurs sounded just by using their skulls. They're able to do some sort of technology, to determine how a lot of these dinosaurs
sound. That just seems impossible.
I agree. It sounds impossible. The sounds are very creepy, and I will. And I'll be putting a video up tomorrow at BillOnTheRoad.com. You'll get to hear some.
Y'all
of the
want
sounds.
Some science, huh? Mm-hmm. All right. So most dinosaurs actually have you know how we have our sinuses in our skull. Mm-hmm. What they do is when they find a dinosaur skull, they actually they X-ray them. Okay, and then they actually can see where their sinuses are, and they can see that in some dinosaurs that they use them for ways of communication, like how an elephant uses its trunk to make a noise. But that was amazing.
Thank you. Dan's was better. That was better.
And and that's how they do it. And then they they just theorize then as to how they would sound, but that's pretty much what they do.
That's like saying if they looked at Abe Lincoln's skull, is there a recording of Abe Lincoln?
Because our sound comes from our vocal cords down here in our neck. We're not in our sinuses, whereas some of these dinosaurs, the noises come from their sinuses.
Okay, but that doesn't mean they could tell us exactly what they sounded like.
No, I'm just saying, but that's how they determine what they would sound like, and then it's kind of like a rough guesstimation.
Okay. Bill, did you hear them?
Yes.
Can you give us just...
No.
Come on.
No, because they all sounded different.
Bill, do it.
You know what?
The
timeout.
This is where the audience is going to go back again to hating you, because it is absolutely not incorrect grammar. Let me just stop
it. Is slang.
I'll bet you $100. If I said this sentence,
what it do?
What it is a building full of dinosaurs. That is the two is back to back. What it is a building full of dinosaurs. That is not incorrect grammar. It's just not. $100. Done.
Okay.
I need a bona fide, certified English professor to get in touch with me.
Not to...
FrankOpinion@yahoo.com.
...ruin the segment any further, but earlier you said you speak Korean, Chinese, Japanese, just to let you know, and Vietnamese, that in Singapore they speak several different languages, but they also speak Singlish.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
Yeah.
Singlish?
Yeah, that's how you talk, the natural Singaporean language, I suppose. Singlish.
Huh. Mm.
Yeah, so.
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
Thanks.
Cannot get back on the road soon enough. I'll end with this little fun fact, since we're talking about dinosaurs and everyone knows Jurassic Park, 1993, by the way. Ooh. Can you believe it's been that long since that movie came out? In Jurassic Park, there is only 15 minutes of dinosaur footage.
Wow.
Now
really?
Think about that.
Now that is incredible.
No way.
15 minutes of dinosaur footage, 6 minutes of CGI, and 9 minutes of animatronics.
And the rest is watching them running and ducking and hiding and talking and being in the control room.
Yeah. Still love that movie.
It is a good one. If you want some more, you can go to BillOnTheRoad.com. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, you're welcome. Calling my English teacher.
What it is was a mistake, what Frank just did.
I just clapped. I just clapped. I'm not supposed to clap. I'm not supposed to enhance your audience. So, once again, and one day I'll go a full week and not forget, rather I'll remember not to edit that out.
Radio edit.
Okay, thanks, Bill.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It's interesting to me. It's like the first month, Tim said several times, I don't get this show. And right now he's sitting there thinking, I don't get this show. I still don't get this show.
Everybody picks on Bill, but you pick on me for picking on Bill. I don't get that.
He's my boy.
What it is.
What it is...
Taylor Nickerson
I have a history with Bill.
Taylor Nickerson just texted me. He said, yes, it is absolutely fine grammar.
He's not an English teacher.
Okay, no, I will hear from a legitimate English teacher, English professor, that this sentence, what it is a building full of dinosaurs, is not incorrect grammar at all. So we'll wait for that response. And then, of course, Tim will question whether or not it's a credible...
To start a sentence... with what it is not grammatically correct. I mean, it's
not incorrect. If I said to you, okay, this building in Wichita, describe it to me, and I said, what it is a building full of dinosaurs. That's not incorrect.
I just want to make sure that we're clear on this. The words what it is it, together can be used in a sentence. You cannot start a sentence grammatically correct with what it is.
Yes, you can. No. I just did it.
You're $100 lighter.
Here's the sentence I'm starting. What it is a building full of dinosaurs.
Mm-mm.
I'll be happy to pay you if you're right.
I got no idea what's going on.
I pay my gambling debts. Mm-hmm. Ask any casino.
That's true, actually. I won $10 last week.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did.
And I may lose this one. And if I do, it'll be worth $100 to learn... something.
So the big thing is Tim saying you can't start a sentence with what it is.
Are you saying you can't start a sentence with the word what?
No, I'm not saying that.
With what it is.
What it is not grammatically.
You could be correct.
Okay.
We'll find out. Oh. You could be right. I never say I'm certain. I say I'm $100 worth of certain. I were really certain, it'd be $1 million.
Should we inquire as to
Boring. Indeed.
There is not an expert in the English language.
This is the guy who just did a science segment and calls my thing boring.
Larry's not an English professor. Speaking of Larry Connors.
Holy moly. Yeah,
it's a full moon. Calm down, Tim.
Relax.
Still the effects of the full moon.
Larry will be on about half an hour with the following program material. Do you think the government should be shut down unless Congress passes funding for a border wall? There are therapists in the United States reporting an increase in patients suffering what therapists are officially labeling Trump anxiety disorder. A police shooting in Minneapolis being called an execution by police. Larry will give you the facts. Folks, I don't know if you've followed this story or not, but stick around. Larry's going to tell you the truth. And then a little update on the active shooter game in case you don't know. The latest news on that ridiculous online game. Larry will have that information for you. We didn't get to the Burke segment because I talked too much, but Dan, before the show, said, oh, boy, Burke segment, if I got something. So I'm just going to turn it over. Dan, what did you have that you wanted to share with us?
It happened on Friday, and it was a full moon, which I firmly believe in. When the moon is full, weird things happen.
A lot of people believe that.
Yeah, so... we were supposed to play, the Seventh Planet Band was supposed to play Friday night. And one of our guitar players, and he also plays keyboards, he's an integral part of the band. His name is Sam. He sent us a text and said, I've been having back pains and chest pains, and the doctor says no heavy lifting. Then he said he was still going to go play. Well, then... he said, the doctor just told me no playing. I have to go to the emergency room.
Ooh.
So
this is how long before showtime?
This is maybe 4 hours before we're supposed to play. So I call to try and cancel and to tell them what's going on. Sam goes to the hospital. Then they do an EKG and said everything was fine with the EKG, but they did blood work. And then all of a sudden he's being admitted. To go on with it, we ended up playing and getting another guy to play, and it turned out to be great. Now, while we're playing, we invited someone to come up and play drums. While he's playing the drums, he pushes the foot pedal through the bass drum. So the bass drum breaks. We have to call someone else to bring a bass drum out. So That person brings a bass drum
out. How long does that take to get a bass drum? How long does that take?
Well, the guy, thankfully, the guy that we called, he's in another band, and he wasn't playing that night, so he brought his bass drum out. It took about a half an hour for him to get there with his bass drum.
What would have been funny if you kicked a hole in his, too.
Oh, my goodness.
Now you got a story.
Oh, yeah. It turns out that Sam had to have angioplasty today. He had one artery that was 95% blocked. He has three stents now, and you went through that.
At 98%.
Yeah.
And two stents.
And so he got three stints in, and he said he's feeling better. They're going to let him out probably tomorrow or Wednesday, which Wednesday's his birthday. But the first time I thought he was kidding at first when he said, doctor says I can't lift anything heavy, so you guys are going to have to go into the bathroom and help me when I go to the bathroom. And I thought he was kidding at first. But well,
did he actually say that?
Yes.
Well, yeah, that's what you say if you're joking.
Yeah. Yeah, so we didn't know, but this is like a public service announcement to everyone. If you have some chest pains, because I've known a couple of people that said, I feel like crap, because we asked him how he felt, and he said, I feel like crap. And I thought, uh-oh, because I've known a couple of people that said, I'm not feeling good.
Yeah, but it's a different kind of not feeling good. A lot of people don't feel good,
yeah,
and it passes. You know, you can't assume every time you know, I don't feel.
Oh, no, not that. But if you're having some chest pains,
right.
And then because I've known a couple of people like that have had chest pains and they said, I feel like crap. I'm just going to lay here on the couch.
And the chest pain is a vague description. With mine, it was a burning left shoulder, just burning like somebody put a hot iron on my left shoulder area.
And you had to stop walking into a store, right?
No, I was going to my car. Oh. I was going to the car, and the boys were with me, and I said, take me to the hospital.
Yeah.
He beat me by a stent. I got two, he has three.
Yeah.
I beat him by the percentage.
Yeah.
98.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, hold on. I believe we have a bulletin.
Oh.
Tim Woodburn has a look on his face.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Do we have
the... Yeah, we do.
Let's have it. There it is. Tim, what do you got?
My initial research, our bet, is not going my way.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
That's just initial.
That's initial. We'll have follow-up.
One website says you're right.
Which website is that?
Onlinecorrection.com.
Yeah, what do they know?
Nothing.
Give them more time.
We actually need an English teacher.
Yeah.
Oh. So, it was an interesting weekend, and I'll tell you what was interesting for me. My daughter was able to come to the lake. We go to the lake. We've been going to the lake for years. But never in the 37 years we've been going to the lake has this happened. She was walking up the steps from the boat dock. And she stopped. And she looked down and she said, Dad, there's a snake. I mean, it was 10 inches from her foot. And it was a copperhead.
Whoa. Oh, man.
Whoa. And I walked over to it, and I said, back up, step up another step. And, of course, my grandson's there. Oh. He runs over. He wants to pick everything up.
Oh,
and I
said,
freeze. Don't move. I knew it was a copperhead because of the pattern on the back.
Uh-huh.
So I managed to catch it, grab it behind the head, and then when I got its mouth open, sure enough, two fangs.
You caught it with your bare hands behind the head?
Well, if you catch them behind the head, they can't do it.
Yeah, I know,
No, I pinned it down first. I didn't just reach up and grab it. You got to pin it with something. No.
This guy's got some cojones.
No, you have to hold it down, and then gradually get its head down, and you get it behind the head.
Mm-mm.
And if you get the mouth open, there are the fangs. So it was a copperhead.
Are you surprised? His last name's Pinion.
Yeah.
Pinion head down. So it was really interesting because in all these years, so now my daughter says, where's the rest of his family? And I said, what do you mean? She says, well, there's probably more. And now she didn't want to step anywhere. I said, let me tell you something. We've been coming here, and we live in Missouri. I'll promise you that at least three dozen times in your life, you've walked within a foot of a copperhead, and you never knew it. Because they blend in, especially with leaves, that brownish sort of thing. You wouldn't even... I don't know how she saw this thing. When she said, I think that's a snake. When I walked over, I couldn't believe she even saw it, because it was in kind of a dirt and grassy area. But sure enough, there was his head And you see that little tongue darting out. And then when you look further, there's the whole body of the thing. And that was a first in 37 years. We'd never actually seen one, but they're here.
How did you then release it or get rid of it?
I threw
then?
It in the lake.
Smart. Okay. Right on.
And watched it swim away. They can swim like mm-hmm. crazy. Mm-hmm. I don't know. They don't spend a lot of time in the water, but
nobody even like
started
as you,
swimming like crazy.
As you released it, did you just kind of throw it?
I
real
threw
fast?
It very hard forward because I didn't want it to come back on me because the tail's moving around. He's wrapped around my arm.
Right.
But once I get him loose, you just toss it and give it a good sling, and he went out in the lake. We watched him swim away. Of course, then most of the people there, you should have killed it.
I can't believe you did it with your bare hands.
Well, I should have killed it.
Yeah.
According to some people, other people go, no, why kill
it? Oh, I know. There's some people that would say no, but I would have.
I wanted to make sure my grandson got a good look at it, and I just said, don't you ever, because he wanted to go get it.
Yeah.
I said, don't you ever. Because last year, if you saw the video on our Facebook page, he had in his hand four ringneck snakes, holding them all at the same time, found them under a pile of leaves. He got lucky. Those were ringnecks, and I said, "We're not doing that again."
Yeah.
What are the markings? It's a thing on the head too, right?
Well, the head is like diamond shaped.
Yeah.
It's not round. It's more of a triangular diamond sort of thing, and that's the biggest giveaway. And the markings on the back are similar to other snakes. There are some water snakes that the skin actually looks very, very similar. In fact, there are some water snakes with the same head shape as a venomous snake. But all venomous snakes have that viper-shaped head. So that was an interesting weekend. We have other things, but we don't have a lot of time because I get the joke here and do it justice so that Mike Evans can come and not be too mad. Ladies, get it here, please.
Whoa, I'm an idiot.
Oh,
no,
Nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
You're the one who said, oh, I've been working with you for a year.
Yep.
About a year now.
Yep. That was nothing.
Feel the effects of the full moon. No.
The ladies.
What have I always said? On any given day, a potential new employer could be listening.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody from a big conglomerate.
Yep.
Syndicator. Satellite radio.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want them to hear that. Edit it now.
Radio edit.
Ladies, would you come in here, please?
Ooh, that's nice.
So it's a sixth grade class, and the class is health. It's a health and science. And the teacher on this, remember when your teacher used to get up and do an actual demonstration? They put beakers and dishes up, and they drop things in them and chemicals, and you go, oh, man, it was like watching a great science show on TV. So the teacher gets up and says, class, I want you to observe something, and then tomorrow when you come in class, we're going to reobserve what you're looking at now. And he had in front of the class, he had four glasses. And in one glass was milk, one was water, one was orange juice, and one was whiskey. And he reached into a box of dirt, and he pulled out four worms. He dropped a worm in the milk, and a worm in the water, a worm in the orange juice, and a worm in the whiskey. It was the end of the class. He said, all right, see you tomorrow. They came back the next day, and he said, now, class, I want you to observe something. This class is all about what's good for you and what's not good for you, about health, about well-being, about learning. You notice in the water glass, the worm is thriving. In fact, it looks like he might have gained a little weight overnight. Milk? Can't see him as well. So he poured the milk out, and there's the worm wiggling around. He's fine. Orange juice. They can sort of see the worm. He pours enough orange juice out that there's that worm kicking and writhing, and he's happy and healthy. And the whiskey, you don't even have to dump it. It's clear to see. That worm is dead. He said, now, what have we learned? What do we learn from this? And Ernie raises his hand. He says, I'll tell you what we learned. We learned if you drink whiskey, you won't have worms.
All right, let's get a check on traffic. Here's Tori Lyons.
Traffic is brought to you by the Hyundai Shoppers Assurance Program. A crash in the city, westbound 64 near Vandeventer. That's got traffic backing up near 9th Street. You're picking up baseball traffic eastbound 64 in pockets from 270 to Big Bend and eastbound 70 at Earth City Expressway. There's an accident. You're crowded eastbound 70 from 270 to Air Flight. Once you buy a car, you're stuck, right? Not at Hyundai. Their new Shopper Assurance Program offers 3-day worry-free exchange on all new car purchases. Just another way that Hyundai is making car buying simple. Find out more at HyundaiUSA.com/Shopper Assurance. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Another long work week is history, and your only thoughts are on somebody taking care of you. Preparing the most fantastic meal imaginable with service that only royalty would expect. The excitement of each server bringing out different dishes with smells that make you wish you ordered that or the next one or the next. Until that moment comes when your meal is served. That's the feeling you get at Spiro's in Chesterfield, where it's fun to wait for the meal to be prepared perfectly because you're going to enjoy world-class wine or any beverage that makes your day a little brighter. And the stress of the work week and its obligations are all left at the door. Spiro's in Chesterfield is that place. And whether it's the Grecian-style broiled rack of lamb, fresh fish, or the stuffed filet mignon, you'll feel like, for that moment in time, you're on the Mediterranean, waiting to yell Opa. Spiro's at 1054 North Woods Mill Road in Chesterfield.
It's Denise from the Appliance Discounters, and my brother Tony and I want to make it easy for you to shop local. At Appliance Discounters, you'll see a huge selection of appliances on display in kitchen suites. You'll be greeted by a friendly and knowledgeable sales associate. Your appliance selection and service will always be at the very lowest price, and if you have any questions or need service after the sale, you can even speak directly to the owners. So be proud of your purchase and shop local with the Appliance Discounters at any of the 6 showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. My firm, Gateway Investigations, has been in business in St. Louis for over 10 years. We use modern GPS technology to find people or to figure out what they're doing when you're not around. Call me, 238-1367, or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
Haven't seen the beautiful patio at Kirkwood Brewhouse yet? What are you waiting for? It's a great place to hang out before, during, and after Cardinal games while enjoying some of the coldest beer in town, exclusively featuring Missouri craft brews. Right next door to the 590 The Fan Studios, we'll see you on the patio at Kirkwood Brewhouse.
Let's go to Dallas, Texas. What do you say? Because residing there is our main man for Hollywood Scoopage, Mike Evans. He brought you by Annie Guns. Now, Annie Guns and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door, are closed today, because today is Monday. That's the only day they're closed. Any other day, knock yourself out. You will need reservations for Annie Guns, because it is a great restaurant. Smokehouse is a great market. Gift cards are a great idea. A lot of greats there. They sell thousands of gift cards a year. I gave a gift card last week to somebody, and I'm not kidding. She started to tear up. She'd never been to Annie Guns, and it was such a powerful gift to her, and I'm glad it was. I was happy to do it because she had done me a huge favor. Closed only on Monday, east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley, Annie Guns Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Give it up, please, for Mike Evans. That sounded like a dinosaur, didn't it? Didn't it? That same sound I bet dinosaurs made. That very similar. What's going on, Homer?
What up, dog? What are you doing, you baddie?
Hey, let me ask you a question. I read this morning where Meghan Markle's dad, she shut him out. She's not speaking, no communication over something that he did. What am I missing here? What did I mean? What did he do?
Well, he's a drunk, and he said some things about her, and he was upset, and
he kind of dissed the royal family or something.
Well, and then he tried to go directly to the queen, and that didn't go over well.
Ooh. Well, he's out.
He's gone. One more week, pop quiz theme stars who have their own production company making movies today. Name the name of the star who owns a production company called Latin World Productions. Sofia Vergara.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There we go. Volume's down.
Geraldo Rivera, Antonio Banderas, Jennifer Lopez. Love Nuggets, I got some hot scoop for you. Three hot scoop Love Nuggets. Natalie Woods.
Who's that?
Yeah, she's who give her one.
Okay. It's actually Natalie Wood. No, yes.
Natalie Woods. No, handwritten.
Apostrophe S. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Natalie Woods' handwritten diary is about to be released. And reportedly, in that, she says that she caught her then-husband, Robert Wagner, in bed with another man.
Yeah. Ooh.
Believed to be Marlon Brando.
Whoa. Wow.
When caught, Robert Wagner's snap was furious, especially when Natalie threatened to go public and ruin his career. This all told by her sister, Natalie Wood's sister, who asked the question, was Wagner so mad that he killed her?
And by the way, for those who do doubt it, it's well known that Brando was bisexual.
Yeah. Well, he lived for 3 years. His main lover was Wally Cox.
Oh, my goodness.
Wally Cox?
What a weird little guy.
Wow.
Marlon Brando had some Wally Cox. Had Wally's Cox.
Easy.
Did you get there?
Easy.
Yeah, no apostrophe
C-O-X.
S there.
Oh, yeah. C-O-X.
Easy.
Kevin Federline. Boy, is this guy a piece of work. Almost every couple of months, he's still fighting Britney Spears. What is he, sleeping or something?
Sleep at the wheel.
No, I was listening to the story. I'm sorry.
It's okay. That's okay. For more child support, even though he only actually has the kids, the 11 and 12-year-old kids they had together, 6 days a month, Brittany gives him $20,000 a month for those 6 days of child support. Now Brittany's offered him another $10,000. $10,000 per month, making it $30,000 a month if he'll just stop suing her. It's unbelievable.
Mike, you want to, since you mentioned the Brando thing, you want to hear just a little bit of the interview that I did where I had, because I had the guts, this was the day before he died, and I actually had the guts to ask him about the bisexual thing. You want to hear a little of that?
I'd love to hear that.
This is the part where I had just said, Mr. Brando, a lot of rumors, and so many so that a lot of people, I'm sure, believe that you are bisexual. And here's what he said.
The frankly, truth is, I'm bisexual. I'm not ashamed. Excuse me. Not ashamed to say it. And I'll tell you, somebody I'd like to get a hold of is that, that Robert Wagner. That guy, he's a good-looking guy. I'd like to get it on with him if I could. I gotta go now. My stomach, I don't feel right. I gotta go. Bye. Yeah.
Right there. There it is. Right there. Marlon Brando.
You're not gonna hear that anywhere else.
No. Right there. Mention Wagner's name in that interview.
Michael Jackson's mom, Katherine Jackson, and the mother of Michael Jackson's children, Debbie Rowe, never ever talked. But they're coming together to do an intervention for Paris Jackson, who has gone completely off the rails. Sports shorts. Sports
shorts.
I say one more time. Sports
shorts.
The first NFL preseason game is Thursday night. Ravens versus the Bears, televised on NBC. While kneeling is during the anthem, that controversy is still going to be up in the air. Current vice president of the Jacksonville Jaguars, a Super Bowl coach, former coach of the New York Giants for 12 years, Tom Coughlin, says, quote, "When I was coach, I had a lot of rules, and you followed them or you didn't get paid and you didn't play. And some of my rules were just plain stupid, but you still had to do them. I made all my players wear blue suits when we traveled. No wearing baseball caps backwards or hoodies when we were in hotels. And no chewing gum at any time. When you work for somebody, you follow the rules, you find another job." End quote.
That sounded exactly like him.
Yeah.
I thought it did, too.
40 seconds.
And finally.
Here we go. Buckle up.
The name of the Stars production company is called Latin World Productions. Sofia Vergara. Geraldo Rivera. Antonio Banderas. Jennifer Lopez.
I'm going to go with Antonio Banderas.
I'm going to go Jennifer Lopez.
I'll say J-Lo. Let's say Sofia Vergara, just because saying her name makes me visualize her.
The answer is Sofia Vergara.
Yeah!
Well done.
Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, both closed only on Mondays. Gift cards, always a good idea. They're in Chesterfield Valley, east of all the other stuff. Boy, that Brando interview, I was lucky to get that. The day before he died.
Were you in bed with him when you got that sound?
No. He didn't even hit on me or anything.
Curious.
I look at the clock and I realize that, sadly, we are out of time and have to go. But we'll be back here tomorrow. We hope you will, too. Thank you for being with us. And thank a police officer every chance you get. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, Dan. All right,
Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is Doug Vaughn. You are listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.